Chamishia Vayikra is a fascinating aliyah. It deals with the Korban Chatos. The presentation of the Korban Chatos doesn't start with the 99.9%. It starts with the 0.1%. First, the Kohen Gadol, Kohen HaMashiach Yechto Lashmas Am, then the Sanhedrin, Hagidola, the Einei Ha'eda, as the Sforno puts it, the Sforno becomes active again, reactivated. They were supposed to see for others, and they didn't see for themselves. And then, of course, Asher Nesi Yechta Ashrei Ador. Rashi quotes, based on the Agada, that the Nasi is Mechaper al Shigigosav, Kavachomer al Zadonav, that Halavai, the leaders of the generation, should acknowledge mistakes and should be people who are humble enough to recognize mistakes. So that is such an important yesod. The Sforno takes the position with respect to the first two of these three korbanos, the Parkoin Mashiach and the Parhalim Davar Shal Tzibor, when the Bezdin gives a Hora'a, Shiguya, Utuuya, Bedavar Shechayab Nelzono Karish, Shigas Ochatas, and the Rov HaKal follows, that it's a Davar Rachok, he says, that they could really make some true mistake, but it's La'ashma Sa'am, it's a reflection of the Avon Adar, Masha'en Kain by the Melech, because the Melech, Vayishman Yeshurun Vayivat, that a king is very prone, you know, a king is always prone to, you know, becoming a little bit too comfortable. Heyara number one. The Ramban has another Heyara, which is really the Shita. So the Ramban says, Levilti Rum Levavo Me'achav, and the Psukim and Shoftim, that we learn the Isser Gaiva from the Melech, that we shouldn't develop a sense of Gaiva and personality. So the pasuk says, "Asher nasi achtav yasach has mikol mitzvos Hashem elukav possessive Asher lo tiasena bishkagav yashem." The Ramban comments on that phraseology, "Hashem elukav lomar avol pishu amelach adon shein alav meira basar vadam yesh lo liyare me Hashem elukav ki adonai haadonim v'chin laman yomad." He connects it to the yiras Hashem elukav kolomer sheyasim alibo ki yesh alav elyin. That this is the Ramban Lashitaso, that he has to have an awareness and an appreciation that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is Al Gabav, in Al Gabav Elo Hashem Elokav. True. There's a whole discussion in Mar Horios, would, you know, does this apply? The Parhelim, the Seer of the Nasi, does this apply to this Rosh Sanhedrin as well? Discussion the Rambam, not for now, but the point is that he should develop a sense of anivus and shiflus, and you know, as the Rambam writes, afika chadibko akasav batora, so that he'll be an anav and a shafil. There is an interesting connection I wanted to conclude with between the Parkoin Mashiach and the Paralim Darvishot Tzibor. I think it's an obvious point that the Parkoin Mashiach is a reflection of the Egel Azov. Right? It's no different than Yom Kippur, Parachatas Asher Lo, the famous Agada cited by Rashi, that if the Egel sins, the mother has to come clean it up. So, Mimakohen HaMashiach Yachta Lashmas Ha'am. So, as Rashi quotes here, L'pshuta l'fi Agada k'shakohen gadol chote Hashmas Ha'am uzeh Hashem tluyin bo l'chaper leim l'ispalo ba'adam Vinasim Bukulkal, that of course references the Egel Azav. But when you look in the next section, regarding the Parhelim Davar Shel Tzibor, Vim Kol Adas Yisrael Yishkov and Elam Davar Mine Akahal, Vesu Achas, Mikol Mitzvos Hashem Elokav Asher Lo Tiasen V'Hashemu, V'Noda Chatas Asher Chatu Allah, V'Kriva Akahal, Par Min Akar L'Chatas, V'Evi Oso Lifnei Olam Oved. And everything seems to follow exactly like we saw before. The Avodas Adam, it's all the same. And it even says, V'Asal HaPar, Kasher Asal L'Par HaChatas, Kein Yaselo, so there's a deep connection. So you could say it's the leadership positions in society. I'd like to learn it a little bit differently, that when Aaron, by the Egel Azav, and again, this is not, Aaron had a historic career, and we don't define people by their worst moments, but when Aaron sinned by the Egel Azav, he was wearing two hats, because Moshe Rabbeinu was Al Alamarom, so he had the din of the Sanhedrin also. Aaron v'chor yimachem yibal dvar migash alehem, v'chor is killed off and lynched, and Aaron represents at that point the embodiment not only of the Keser Kahuna but also the Sanhedrin itself, and therefore the Egel Azav isn't just the Av Tipus, the paradigm for the Parkoin Mashiach, but the Egel Azav the need for par is also for the parhelam davar, because this is Zarun Tarad, and the nation got caught up in the sin. So Aaron at that point was a vine Aaron v'chorimacha mibal dvarim migash aleim. He wasn't only representative of the keser kuna, he's also the representative of the keser Torah, and therefore the par has a shaychus not just to the par kohen Mashiach the Egel Azav, but it resonates with respect to the par halim davar shel tzibur as well.